Okay, so we can continue with the second session.
好，我们开始今天的下半节。
Yeah, so this phrase here in Genesis chapter 6, verse 8, Noah found grace. That means he became a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ.
好，所以呢，创世纪六章八节所提到的诺亚发现了恩典，其实讲的就是他相信了耶稣基督。
Now, they wouldn't have used the name Jesus Christ.
在那个时候他们还不会用耶稣基督这个名字。
Whether you say Jesus Christ or 耶稣基督, they're English and Chinese names. So even when Jesus was on the earth, they didn't use those names.
哦，即使是耶稣基督他生下来的时候，也没有人那样称呼他耶稣基督。
Okay, and actually, Jesus, we say Jesus in English, is from the Hebrew word Yeshua.
好，其实呢，耶稣的这个名字从所谓的希伯来文里面的原名呢，其实就是也是耶和华。
That means savior.
就是拯救者。
And then in Greek you have the word Christos.
在希腊文里面有一个名字叫
Christos. But Christos is the Greek word from the word Mashiach.I'm using the board here. I have to use the board, otherwise I'm not going to be able to do it. Okay. So in English we say Christ.
好，在英文我们讲的基督。
I have no idea. Why do you say 基督 in Chinese? It doesn't make sense.
为什么我们会翻译成基督？
I mean, even the meaning is nothing to do with Christ.
基督 maybe is the sound.
Somebody got confused. Okay, anyway. So in the Greek we have the word Christos.
Okay. 就是在希腊文呢，我们要记得哦，新约是希腊文写的。
Okay.
然后呢，他那个时候用的这个希腊文呢，是念起来是 Christos。
We can say the meaning is ordained, but it's actually from the Hebrew, which is Mashiach. So that's, my Hebrew is not very good. Mashiach. I think it's Mashiach. That looks about right. So that's a kaf.
What's that?
That's Hebrew here. So I got Mashiach.
Oh, 这个crystal 就是希腊文它的，如果是用这个希伯来文的话呢，是下面最后这一行。
Okay, so Mashiach is actually the word for the Messiah, but it means the one who is ordained.
所以呢，这个字呢，其实呢，在希腊文就是所谓的弥赛亚那个字。那这个弥赛亚的意思呢，其实是 ordained, 也就是归注定的意思。
And the root word from Mashiach, Mashiach, the word changes a little bit.Really means to pour. Because in the old days, if they were ordaining somebody, ordain means to like establish in a position, they would pour oil on their head.
因为呢这个字呢它其实如果讲它的字根其实有一点那个好像是就是用油去淋就是把一个人给他定位给他一个职位就是被高抹的那个概念在。是油的浇灌哦的意思。Oh,
and you see the verb used of ordained, for example, when Samuel anointed David to be the future king of Israel.
撒母耳哦，当他第一次见到大卫，然后跟他要高抹说他将会成为未来以色列的王。
See, Samuel took some oil, and David was kneeling down in front of him, and then Samuel poured the oil over his head.
好，那个整个程序呢是撒母耳呢要大卫好。跪在地上，然后撒母耳拿了油去浇他的头。
And remember, David is seen many times as being what we call an analogy, or a prototype of Jesus Christ.
其实呢，我们要理解啊，就是大卫呢，其实是在很多时候都被定位成，就是好像是耶稣基督未来的耶稣基督的原型。
See, for example, David was the king of Israel.
比如说大卫是以色列的王
And then Jesus Christ, he becomes the king of Israel as well.
而耶稣基督也会成为以色列的王
And, you know, David had to fight great battles in order to become the king.
然后大卫呢必须打所有的仗胜仗之后他才成为以色列的王
And Jesus Christ had to overcome the cross, which is the greatest battle of all.
而耶稣基督呢他必须要打胜这个 十架十字架的杖，而这个杖是全世界宇宙以来最伟大的一场仗。
Okay, and there's a few other things that happened as well in David's life, which you can draw a comparison between what was happening in Jesus' life.
所以呢，在大卫的整个人生里面，你其实可以看到很多，可以对对看，跟耶稣基督的生命是非常相似的。
Okay, now the pouring of oil over the head of the kings, later that's going to be established. This act will be recreated by the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit anoints Jesus Christ.
而这个当大卫呢被撒母耳浇灌浇油的时候呢，他其实你也可以看到后来耶稣基督是被圣灵浇灌。
So when Jesus Christ was baptized by John in the Jordan River, we see the Holy Spirit coming down upon Jesus Christ.
就是当这个约翰施洗约翰在约旦河里面将耶稣受洗的时候，其实真正他在受的洗是圣灵的洗。
And at that time there was a voice came down from heaven as well. God the Father said, This is my Son in whom I am pleased.
然后呢，在那个时候天上来自天父的声音就说，这是我的儿子，他让我喜悦。
It's one of the few times in history where the Bible mentions we say a manifestation of all three members of the Trinity.
那这个是在圣经整本圣经很少有的几次里面的一个三位一体的神全部都到位的时候。
So you have Jesus Christ, the Son of God, He's been anointed by the Holy Spirit, and then you have the voice of God the Father.
就是我们的耶稣基督，他被圣灵浇灌，而是由从天上来自天父的声音。
And that moment at the baptism of Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit in the Jordan River, that marks the beginning of his ministry, of his salvation ministry.
而耶稣基督，耶稣呢，在约旦河里面的这个受洗的这个场面，在那个时候开始，就是耶稣基督开始了他的事工，在人类世界里的事工的开始。
Now, of course, before then, Jesus Christ, in his life, he can be glorifying God, and he can be even giving the gospel as well, saying, you know, believe in me. But after that event, he's going to go into the desert, he's going to be tested by Satan, and then he begins the ministry.
因为虽然在这个受洗之前呢，耶稣已经开始给了一些福音，开始有点在传道，但是真的是从这个时候开始，他呢受洗后，在约旦河受洗后，他就开始被，他就去到沙漠，然后被这个撒旦测试等等，然后他一连串的神迹奇事，这个时候才真正算是他在人间事工的开始。
Notice the first thing that happens after he's ordained, you know, after he's officially ordained by God, is that God allows him to be tested by Satan.
因为 也就是在这个时候开始呢，他被神，被圣灵好来浇灌，让他被定位定名为这个就是他的事工的开始之后呢，等于是上帝才让他开始接受撒旦的考验。
As part of the angelic appeal trial, Satan is allowed to test all the witnesses.
就是像是我们讲的这个天使征战里面的这个天庭的开庭一样，要当天庭开始对耶稣可以让撒旦来测试他，就是天庭的开议开始，审判开始。
For most believers, you know, they can be ordained by a church, for example, and there's an official process where if you've gone to seminary and then maybe you've done internship, and then people from the church, they will ordain you and say, now you're ready for a church ministry.
You mean pastors?
Yeah, pastors.
就像我们在教会里面哈，那个也是要经过那些这些牧师也是要经过所谓的实习的时间啊等等之后，最终在才会有一个仪式，就是要任命他为开始可以从事真正的成为一个牧师，开始以牧师的身份来服侍。
And they have a proper ceremony for that.
然后都一般都会对一个牧师来讲会有一个非常proper 就是很好的一个仪式来开做这个膏抹的事情。
There'll be the laying on of the hands by the elders, and then they pray over him that he can have the blessing from God.
一般都会有长老那个按头祷告，然后被神所祝福。
and then that person is ready for public ministry.
那这样子，这一位人士就是他才会成为正式的牧师，可以开始他的公共的服事。
Usually that happens when the men are usually quite young, maybe you know, 25, 30 years old sometimes, not very old at all.
而但是这些很多人他成为牧师，很可能在很年轻的时候，25岁他就已经成为牧师了。
Okay, and then maybe if they're learning doctrine well, when they become an old man, then maybe Satan will say, God, I want to test this person.
然后呢，他从25岁开始变成牧师服事，也许到他很老的时候，有一天撒旦跟神说，我要来测试这个人。
Yeah, just like he did for Job. Satan saw Job was very obedient to God, and then God said, you know, look at my witness Job here.
然后就很像约伯的状态，他到了年纪很大了，他是一个非常的顺服的一个教徒，一个信徒，然后神呢就跟撒旦说，哎，你看我有一个这么棒的信徒约伯。
But in the case of Jesus Christ, it's the other way around. See, Jesus was tested by Satan first before he began his public ministry.
就说刚刚其实 Tim 要特别讲的就是说有非常多的牧师都是很年轻 就受膏变成了牧师，然后一直在做服事，但到老年也许才被撒旦测验。但是呢，我们的耶稣基督他是一受洗完就先被撒旦测试。
Okay.
考验，先给他考验。
Yeah, and he passed his test in the desert. Remember, he used the word of God to, we say, defeat Satan.
然后大家都记得，就是耶稣他在沙漠里面，好被撒旦考验了，然后他用神的话语来打败了撒旦。
And after he passed his test, then he comes back into town, I guess, and then he goes to that wedding. And the wedding at Cana.That was the first time. Now he's displaying his miracles and things like this. His ministry, his public ministry is beginning.
然后呢，等到他三次都没有被这个在沙漠中都没有被撒旦给欺骗或诱惑，他就后来就回到了城里，然后就参加了一个婚礼。然后在婚礼里面，他就施展了这个把水变酒的这个神迹，这是他正式开始要真正做服事的。
And he was doing miracles, you know, raising, healing the sick and raising people up from the dead and walking on water and all those kind of things.
No, 他做了后来他做很多事啊，大家都记得。Do I need to repeat?
Okay. But people were saying, is this the one that's been ordained by God? Is this the Christ?
那他做了那些神迹奇事，然后所有人都说，明显的就是耶稣基督他被神任命了。
Is this the anointed one? Is this the Christos?
这个呢，所以这个字呢 ，Christos 就是一个被高抹任命的意思。
Okay.
所以这个字就居然就是耶稣的名字。
Yeah. They weren't really speaking Hebrew except in the synagogues and the Jewish temples. The language of the time that they would normally be speaking is Aramaic.But it's very similar, so they might have even saying, is this the Mashiach? Is this the Messiah?
那个时代啊，他们讲的语言的话，其实会用的会是弥西亚，那个弥赛亚那个字。那其实跟 Christ 是同一个字，都是基督的意思。
In Hebrew, it's only four letters here, but in the English we say Mashiach. It's probably going to sound like this. But Mashiach, this is where we get the English word Messiah, comes from the same word. So in English, we call him the Messiah.
好，所以当时的这个把它翻过来哈，就是希伯来文翻过来的话是 Mashiach， 那后来现在英文把它变成了弥赛亚，所以其实都是同一个字。
Okay, so whether you say Messiah or the Christ, these two words have exactly the same meaning.
所以我们要理解这个弥赛亚跟 Christ 基督基本上根本就是同样的意思的，完全一样的反的字。
But the Messiah represents Jesus Christ in his role as the King, not the Savior. So here we're talking about the second advent. Christ and Messiah represents the second advent, not the first advent.
Advent.
Advent, when Jesus Christ comes again.
Event.
Advent, sorry.
Which word?
将来, I think they say.
Advent. Oh.
Advent means coming. So Jesus has two advents. The first time he comes, as born as a small child, and then the second advent when he's going to be established as the king.
So can you say it again?
Okay. So the word Christ or Messiah, remember this relates to being ordained or the pouring. This is relates to him being the king.
好，不管是基督或者是弥赛亚，好，都代表的是这个耶稣被高抹为王的概念。
And Jesus is Savior. And Hebrew comes out as Yeshua.
好，那耶稣呢的名字呢，它其实在希伯来文里面就是耶稣啊。
Okay. And Yeshua means Savior.
而耶稣啊，就是拯救者。
So first he came as the Savior on the cross. When he died on the cross, he was dying for our sins. This is the role as Yeshua, as the Savior.
所以我们当我们讲说耶稣，其实先讲的是耶稣亚，就是说他是拯救者。
Now he was also saying, I'm going to be your king, but they rejected him, remember? They rejected him as king. That's why they put him on the cross.
好，然后呢，当然耶稣也告诉他们说，我是你们的王。可是呢，当时的那个犹太人是拒绝了他，好，所以他才会被放上十字架。所以 Jesus 是讲的是拯救者 ，Christ 讲的是王。
But getting back to the story of Noah, see, Noah believed in Jesus Christ as his savior.
所以呢，再回到诺亚，他接受耶稣基督是他的拯救者。
Jesus has many, many names in Scripture, but one of his names is Lamb of God.
那记得哈，耶稣有非常非常多的名字在圣经里头。那其中一个名字是什么？上帝的羊。
Okay, and right from the beginning in the garden after Adam and Eve sinned, remember this is Genesis chapter 3, that Jesus Christ, this is the Lord in the garden, he presents them with a lamb. After they believed, he gives a lamb sacrifice. And he kills that lamb or that sheep. And
he's actually teaching them how to do the sacrifice.
No, he's teaching them about the cross.
Oh,
just like all the other animal sacrifices. See, all of the animal sacrifices in the Old Testament are teaching about the cross.
好，那在这个伊甸园里面，耶稣基督来到他那个亚当跟夏娃面前，他们犯罪之后，他拿了一个羊，然后呢做了献祭的动作。Okay.他就是在教导耶稣基督有关十字架的这件事情。
Oh, okay. And so we see here in Genesis chapter 3 and it's verse 21, God made coats of skins.
来，我们看一下这个创世纪的三章二十一节。
This is the first time that there's been death in the world.
在创世纪三章二十一节呢，其实是在这个世界上第一次有一个死亡。
Up till this time, Adam and Eve have been vegetarians, and all the animals are vegetarian, so there's been no death, no blood.
在这之前呢，所有的这个在伊甸园里面发生的事情，很明显的，大家都是素食者，都没有杀过生啊。
Okay, so when Adam and his wife were made these skins, Jehovah God, the Lord Jehovah, this has to be Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus Christ is the only member of the Trinity that appears to people. So Lord Jehovah here can only be Jesus Christ.
好，我们这边讲的耶和华呢，是指的就是我们的耶稣基督。为什么呢？因为在三位一体的神里面，只有耶稣基督是有形体的。是被看得见的、
okay.
所以这个地方讲的伊甸园里面出现的耶和华讲的都是三位一体的圣子
So he'd taken on some physical form, possibly you know, looking like a man, of course, and he was talking with them and he did this ritual.
这个耶和华也就是耶稣呢他一显然的在当时就用了一个人的样子好然后出现在他们亚当夏娃面前然后呢叫然后做了这个一个献祭的仪式
Remember, all of the animal sacrifices in the Old Testament, they're going to point towards the cross.
而要记得呢在旧约里面所有这个献祭这个把动物杀了献祭的动作呢其实都是要指向未来会发生的十字架。
Nobody is saved just by making animal sacrifices. See, some people think that how are the people saved in the Old Testament? Well, they made animal sacrifices and somehow that saved them.
很多人会以为好是因为杀了动物让他们去牺牲的这个献祭能够把人的罪给除掉。
But Hebrews chapter 10 says very clearly that God is not pleased with animal sacrifices.
但是在希伯来书的第十章里面有提到上帝完全对于用动物的献祭是不会满意的。
There's only one sacrifice that God is pleased with.
上帝只对一种献祭是会满意的。
And that's the death of Jesus Christ. We talk about the spiritual death, taking the punishment for our sins upon the cross.
也就是耶稣基督在十字架上这种属灵的一个献祭。
Okay, now that's not the topic for today, but if you look on the website, there's the doctrine about the blood of Christ, and that explains that in more detail.
好，这个不是我们今天的主题。好，但是如果有兴趣的人可以在我们的网站上面看到基督的血 ,Blood of Christ, 这一本书里面有非常详细的解释，就是这个献祭代表的真实的意义，并不是那个动物被死造成可以赎罪，而是他这个献祭是在抑制，是在代表着未来耶稣基督上十字架所献的这个祭。
Okay, but Jesus did this animal sacrifice to show to them. Yeah, this represents me coming in the future to die to take the punishment for your sins.
所以其实在这边的耶和华，也就是耶稣基督，他在跟亚当夏娃示范这个动物的这个献祭，他其实在告诉他们说，这个是预表未来。我将会为就这个耶稣上十字架将会为他们承担所有的罪。
Now we don't have the full details of their conversation, of course.
当然我们这个圣经上并没有非常详细的这个他们的对话。
But one thing that tells us that they believed was in verse 3:20, the verse before, it says, Adam called his wife named Eve because she was the mother of the living. The mother of all living. Living here meaning eternal life.
So they had...Children already?
No, but no? She would become the mother of the living.
在这个经句呢，创世纪三章二十节讲到，就是说 ，Who is that person?
Adam's name in giving the name, but he knows enough doctrine now that Eve is going to be the mother to provide the savior. Really, that's what it means.
Okay.就是创世纪三章二十节里面呢，亚当呢给他的妻子起名叫夏娃，而且称她为众生之母，因为她将会成为众生的母亲。
Yeah, there's actually an interesting thing they do in the King James here. I'll show you if I can find it. Oh, here. See, in Genesis 3:15, this is part of the gospel message as well. Now, notice in the English, it says between your seed. Now, this means the minions of Satan, So Jesus says, he's talking to Satan, he says, I will put hatred, enmity means hatred.
So 我们要看一下这个詹姆士国王的这个版本的翻译啊，有关他说 我又要叫你和你的女人仇恨彼此。
And then notice in the King James version down here, we have the word seed, it's in a capital letter. Her seed, meaning from the offspring of the woman,This word here refers to Jesus Christ, if you can see what I'm circling here.
然后他又讲说也会要让你跟你的后裔呢成为仇。但是这边有趣的事情，他的这个 seed, 这个所谓的种子啊，就后裔种子，他用了大写。
See, the Bible translators recognize that this is what the Bible is saying. They're talking about Jesus Christ, and that's why they make it a big S, it's a capital S.
所以这边讲的这个种子后裔呢，他用了大写，也就是说，他们也就在讲的是耶稣基督。他们也知道，就是他的翻译者已经在这边，在他已经理解这边所说的后裔指的是耶稣基督。
Okay, now coming back to verse 21, the Lord Jesus Christ, he took these animals.As sacrifice, and he made clothes because Adam and Eve had used leaves from a fig tree, right? Remember when Adam and Eve were guilty of feeling naked? Now they get leaves from the tree, and then it's because Satan said, "You're naked. That's no good."
哦，我们先讲一下，就是在记得他们亚当夏娃他们那个时候吃了不是苹果，就是生命分别善恶之果之后，他们就被那个撒旦让他们觉得说，哎呦，你们没穿衣服很丢脸，所以他们就躲在树。下的，然后被拿着叶子遮蔽身体， yeah. 对不对
？And the leaves of fig trees are very itchy, actually, very uncomfortable for them.
而那些叶子其实穿在身上是让他们很痒、很不舒服的。
See, they were trying to solve their problems and fix their relationship with God with this human works, what Satan had suggested.
那其实他们在那个时候穿上这些叶子是等于撒旦给他们建议的，因为他们想要用他们人可以想得出来的方法，人的工作的一些方式呢，去修补他们跟神之间的关系。
Covering up their sin with these leaves represents religion, a false religion.
而利用这些树叶来遮盖他们的罪，它其实有在预表的是人类用宗教来修补跟神的关系。
Satan is the one who inspires religion. We see that in verse 11. He's saying to Adam and Eve, who said you were naked? Well, obviously it had to be Satan.
因为耶和华问他们说，谁说你们是赤裸的呢？那当然，如果有人告诉他们，一定那是撒旦对他对亚当夏娃说的。
And before then, they've been hiding, so that they obviously feel guilty about what they've done.
他们之前亚当夏娃不是还躲着吗？就是因为很明显的，他们知道自己是有罪的。
Okay, and so anything to do with vegetation regarding religious rituals, this represents the human religion. So vegetate like plants. Well, remember Cain? He tried to give up his salad to God.Abel sacrificed with a lamb to God, but Cain brought up all his vegetables and fruit and said, God, here's my hard work.
But I'm not quite sure what you mean, vegetation.
Well,
vegetation
see,
means...
Plants. See, the true sacrifice has to be an animal. The blood of the animal represents Jesus Christ's death. You cannot do that with plants.
好，他又讲到那个该隐那一段啊，就是他亚伯拉罕的第一个孩子，他不是拿的他种的谷稻谷那些植物来献祭吗？就说他想要特别提醒我们，就是该隐他用植物来献祭，其实是一个 fake， 就是假的献祭，假的牺牲啊，假的献祭。因为只有动物的献祭，用动物来献祭，才能够预表耶稣基督的上十字架。所以为什么那时候神会不喜悦该隐的献祭，是因为那个就不能代表耶稣基督啊。
You cannot represent the death of Jesus Christ on the cross with salad. It doesn't work.
你不可能用沙拉来代表耶稣基督为我们在十字架上的死，所以必须是要用动物的血。
And it's the same with the fig leaves. See, those fig leaves, they're itchy and scratchy and they just look no good, really. It's just, yeah, but that was Satan's idea.
好，所以呢，那些他们拿着叶子来遮蔽身体的，这个也一样，它不是一个好的方法。那而，但是这是显撒旦要给他们一些错误的方法。
Yeah, now there's a verse you have to remember. Every time you're looking at Genesis 3:21, that's when Jesus made the skins from the lambs.
所以我们要了解，每次看到创世纪三章二十一节，耶稣就是耶和华拿着皮动物的皮来给他们穿。
Okay, well, if you study that verse, you always need...
That means the sacrifice of the animal.
That's right.
所以他其实在讲说拿着那个衣服那个兽皮来给他们穿，他其实是先宰了那个兽，其实已经做了一个动物的献祭。
And you always need to look at this verse at the same time, Isaiah 61:10.
好，在看创世纪三章二十一节的同时，我们要回来都要记得去看一下以赛亚书六十一章十节。
This is another verse in the Old Testament which shows salvation by faith in Jesus Christ.
好，这个是另外一个在这个圣经里面提到用。
It shows how salvation is through Jesus Christ.
来说明献祭代表的是耶稣基督的这个经句。
Okay, so maybe you can read that verse.
好，我们来读一下。
I'll do it in English first. It says, I will rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness.
Okay, 我因耶和华大大欢喜，我的心因神乐极，因他以拯救为衣给我穿上。
So the robe of righteousness.
以清白为袍给我披上。
And this is what Jesus Christ was showing to Adam and Eve. They believed in the coming of the Savior. that God would provide a sacrifice.
也就是这边在说的就是亚当夏娃他们当时在学的，就是他们如果相信了耶稣基督的话，神会为他们准备献祭的。
And then after killing the animal, and there would have been a burning of the animal, some kind of a ritual, and then he took the skins and he made some very nice clothes for them.
然后呢，在这个创世纪的时候呢，就是耶稣基督把动物杀了，皮剥下来，然后烤了那个皮那个动物，然后把皮给他们披上。
Representing that they were now saved, they were protected, they were covered by God's righteousness.
所以那个披上那个衣服呢，其实就代表了神给了他们公义的白袍。
Okay,
是一样的概念。
Okay, we've run out of time again, so we'll just stop for 2 or 3 minutes, and then we'll open up again very soon.
好，我们很快的再关掉 Zoom, 再重新开，请大家很快就回来。